USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republican Senators Ron Johnson of Wisconsin and Chuck Grassley of Iowa are releasing a report regarding possible conflicts of interest between the Bidens and Ukraine, finding that Hunter Biden's position on the board of a Ukrainian energy company, Burisma Holdings, was problematic and that the warnings about his role were ignored by the Biden administration. Late Associate Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is being honored in Washington, D.C. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from our nation's capital.
The late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's casket now at the U.S. Supreme Court. Ginsburg, who died Friday, will lie in repose at the court today. On Friday, her body will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol, making her the first woman to ever receive that honor.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I love the product. It's making me feel young again. I'm 84 years old, and I feel 50. So I'll tell you, it is a wonder. And that's why I want to make sure that I always get it on time. I don't want to miss a dose.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In less than 2 weeks, Beverly Hills police have found 87 people who are allegedly connected to Employment Development Department fraud and identity theft. Detectives say they recovered 181 fraudulent EDD cards with a value of over $3.6 million. Lester Friedman is the mayor of Beverly Hills.
The EDD cards, which are unemployment-based, have been sent out all over the country, and they're being spent in our community as well as a lot of communities in the state of Beverly, in the city of Beverly Hills.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Most of those arrested are not from California, according to Friedman. The House has approved a bill that extends funding to the government through December 11th after reaching a deal with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin late Tuesday to avert another partial government shutdown on October 1st. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as President Trump is set to name Ruth Bader Ginsburg's replacement to the Supreme Court on Saturday, Democrats are crying foul, saying that that should not be happening so close to an election. An unsubstantiated story that's being reported in the media is that one of Ginsburg's dying wishes was to have her seat filled after the election. Republican Congressman from Florida, Matt Gaetz.
Well, there is no fervent wish provision of the Constitution, and the argument that Democrats, socialists, and apparently Collins and Murkowski are making is that somehow, like in the fourth quarter of a basketball game, everyone should just take a pause to determine who's going to be the coach next season. This is actually pretty simple. We, the Republicans, have the power, and we ought to use it. Trump supporters should not be taken for granted in Maine, Alaska, or anywhere else. And if they are unwilling to do their job and take a vote on who the president nominates, they should not have the privilege of continuing to serve in the Senate.
Gaetz speaking there on Fox News. Judge Amy Coney Barrett is one of the people that is on President Trump's short list as a potential Supreme Court nominee. She is being smeared because of her Catholic faith. Even some Democrats, including Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, who is a Catholic, say that religion should not enter the picture regarding a Supreme Court nominee. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.